The armor of ancient Greek warriors researchers used a replica of the armor discovered in 1960 in Dendra, a village near the ancient Greek city of Mycenae, and enlisted 13 Navy soldiers from the Greek military to test its durability. For decades, archaeologists wondered if this armor, which includes a boar tusk helmet and a torso plate of interlocking bronze pieces, was robust enough for combat. Since its discovery, the question has remained whether the armor was only used for ceremonial purposes or if it was meant for actual battle, said Andreas Floris, a physiology professor at the University of Thessaly, Greece, and lead researcher. The Dendra armor is considered one of the oldest complete sets of Bronze Age armor in Europe. To answer this question, the research team equipped volunteers with a replica of the armor and weapons, including spears and rocks, and had them perform an 11-hour simulation of a Bronze Age battle based on historical descriptions from Homer's Iliad, the famous Greek epic about the Trojan War. We distilled the essential information to create a simulation of a late Bronze Age battle, mimicking the daily activities performed by warriors. We then used ancient climate data to recreate environmental conditions from the late Bronze Age in Troy, said Floris and colleagues. The study results indicated that temperatures during the late Bronze Age in this region range from 18 to 20 degrees Celsius, with annual relative humidity between 70 to 80%. Researchers created the armor replica from a gilded metal mix containing copper and zinc, closely matching the original alloy. The replica precisely followed the original armor's dimensions, down to each curve and perforation, and weighed 23 kilograms upon completion. Besides the armor, the volunteers followed a diet similar to that of Mycenaean warriors before battle, including bread, beef, goat cheese, green olives, onions, and red wine. During the simulation, volunteers engaged in a variety of combat scenarios, including hand-to-hand sword duels, warrior versus chariot encounters, and ranged attacks. The armor neither restricted movement nor caused fatigue in the wearers, proving that it was indeed designed for combat thousands of years ago.